so grow and produce.
Yeah, worship, 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 worship. Church, the sanctuary shouldn't have any seats or pews, because it will provoke you to either lay on your face or stand. I see the seats as a resting place. When God doesn't want you to sit down on Him, He wants you face down. Yeah. Face down. Face down. Yeah. Yeah. This is beautiful. This is, I don't know where you come from, what church you belong to. I don't know how you was raised. I don't know what your church etiquette says, but this is worship. This is worship, because it first must be personal before it goes corporate. And even in the midst of the congregation, if you can't get it right personally, then there cannot be any expectation as a congregation on a corporate level. See, this doesn't start at the edifice. This doesn't start at the church. This starts in your life, in your prayer time, in your car, in your home, walking down the street, in your cubicle, on your job. This has to start in your personal space. It doesn't start when you get here to the building. It starts in your personal space, in your personal time, allowing God to fill you up in that time, in that season. God wants your attention. God wants your attention. God wants your undivided attention. And He will do whatever He has to do. I had a message prepared that I'm not going to preach. And today was like the shield of faith. We were going to talk about the shield of faith. This is where God has me. Because we've been talking about faith all morning, and today's message was going to be about the shield of faith, dealing with God's armor. I just want to just put something in your mind that may help you along the way. We're so focused and bogged down, weighed down with circumstances. Hear me. We're so weighted down with circumstances that we cannot even correct our posture. We've got so much on our backs, and God is just saying, look, ride this out with me. I need you to have faith in me. Trust in me. Trust in me that I'm going to correct this thing. Trust in me that I'm going to make this thing right. I know you can't see your way out, and I know you cannot figure it out. I know you're trying to make sense of it and you're trying to rationalize, but I need for you to put your trust in me. Although you don't even really understand who I am, I know you don't understand the these, the thous, the Greek, the Hebrew, the Aramaic. I know you don't understand all of these things that's in the text, but just trust me. Can you just trust me? God says, just trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Where's my son? My 12-year-old. Trust me. Where's he at? Where's he at? Come here. Trust me. He says, trust me. He says, trust me. He says, trust me. Trust me. I can't give you anything else outside of point number one. Trust me. I can't. You're worried about too many things. You're struggling with too many things. You got too many issues that's clouding your judgment. You got too many things standing in the way, standing in the window. You cannot see. So the reason why you have to trust me is because you cannot see. But trust me that I am here and on the other side of the window. Stop looking at your circumstances. Stop looking at the people. Stop looking at your money. Stop looking at the church. Just trust me. Follow me. Obedience. Trust me. Trust me. Tell your neighbor, trust him. Listen, I can't even make this plain enough. He says, trust me. He says, trust me. He says, trust me. I can't even, he just gave it to me. He says, trust me. I was thinking about, bring me a chair. I was. Put it right here. Bring me another chair. Come on. Just bring me another chair. Just trust me. Trust me. He says, trust me. Put it right there. See, God will. It was this morning. I was teaching, preaching, whatever you want to call it. And he was dealing with me because we lack faith. We lack faith, and God says, I'm gonna put some blinders on you so you can't see circumstances. And he's saying, ho, God, you don't put no blinders on me because I need to be a protector. I need to cultivate my family. I need to be a provider. I need for us to sustain. I've got to see so I can see where we're going. I'm supposed to lead. I'm the leader. I'm the leader of the family. I got to see. Got to see what's going on. God says, just trust me. Come here, wife. Come here. Bring first lady. He says, trust me. Trust me. I'm saying, trust you. I need to see. Trust me. Trust me. I need to see. I got this one, D. Trust me. I need to see. Trust me. Stand right there, first lady. Trust me. Go stand with mama. Come on. Go stand. He says, trust me. See, God knows that we're visual creatures. And we comprehend by looking at pictures before we comprehend by reading. If what you're reading, Bible, content, keep it in its context. If what you're reading does not paint the picture, you won't understand it. And because God knows that you're trying to read the pictures of life and you don't understand it, he says, just trust me. Watch it. He says, I have to put blinders on you to take your mind off of your circumstances, to put your mind on me. I know it's hard. It's tough. See, we struggle right here because we wanna come in here, and we want finances to, you know, be here. We struggle because we're trying to look at our money. We struggle because we're trying to look at our family, and we want to provide men. Sit right here, first lady, watch your head. We want to struggle right here. The little son wanna sit in the other seat, sit right here beside mama. See, this is household for me. This is household for me. This is my focus. You say, rightfully so, Pastor, this should be your focus. You're the husband, you're the head of the house, right? And God is the head of your life, and you know, we're supposed to work together on this thing, and here's my helpmate that he provided for me, and here's my family. God, this is what you gave me, so I'm supposed to focus here. He says, trust me. So God, what God has to do is he'll put blinders on you to help you focus. It's a paradox, isn't it? He'll put blinders on you to help you focus. And what God says is, I need for you to rise above what you're trying to focus on. In other words, the money, the circumstances, I need for you to rise above it. Your focus on your family and how you're going to make ends meet, rise above it. Trust me. You're trying to figure out how you're going to put food on the table, rise above it. Take no thought for what you're going to eat, rise above it. You're trying to focus on how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't have a job. I'm unemployed. I don't know how we're going to make it. You're over the family focus. I'm a single mother focus. Trust me. He says, have faith. And see, what happens is when you put on or take on, I'm thinking of the armor, right? What God gives you when he put those blinders in your life. This morning we're talking about detours. God is trying to detour you so you will remain focused. And why do I need blinders, God? Because I need for you to rise above and not look down at your circumstances. But God, that's my money, don't look down. But that's my family, don't look down. That's all that I have, but don't look down. All that you have is what I've given you. Trust in me, trust in me. Focus. Focus and trust in me. And God says, look, as long as you keep your focus on me, as long as you trust me, I will lift you so high that I will take you out of the picture of life. Those things that's keeping you down, keeping you tired, keeping you broke, busted, disgusted, keeping you in pain, keeping you suicidal, keeping you depressed, keeping you stressed out, God says, rise above it. Rise above it and trust me. If you want to trust me, I'll be your peace. I'll be your comfort. I'll be your understanding. I'll be your finances. I'll be your spouse. I'll be your friend. I'll be your trust. I am the comforter. He says, trust me. Notice, he doesn't allow you to look at your circumstances. Listen to me. He doesn't allow you. You know why? Because you'll be so focused on your circumstances that ministry will become circumstantial. That means that you will only worship and praise him based upon what it looks like. No, it's not about what it looks like. It's about what he says. Yeah, that's trust. You want to know a true friend? A true friend is where there's trust. If there is no trust, there is no faith. For that faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Guess what? I've already got the evidence, but it takes me so high that I can no longer see. There's a story of, what's the young lady I was sharing with you last night? Shrugs. Okay, it's gonna come to us. 1996, the Olympics. Some of y'all know her name. She was a gymnast and short in stature. And the TV showed us that she went and she performed what she was trained to do. She came down on her ankle, her foot, and momentarily she hopped around. And I can imagine that she says, I failed for my team. There's no way that we can win. And her coach called her aside and said, look here, look here, I know that you can do it. You may be hurt right now. You may be struggling. I know you came down, and I don't know what the problem is with your ankle, but right now, I need for you to focus on me. And it says, and it shows that when she went back, that she was looking at her coach the whole time. She didn't look down at her ankle. She looked at her coach. And when she went down to perform what she was called to do, she went down and flipped, jumped over the horse, boop, boop, landed on both feet with a hop. And we, the U.S., won the gold, 1996. She was hurt. How did she do that? While she was hurt, because she was focused on what the coach said and not focused on what circumstances presented. That's what God is saying. God is saying, don't you quit. Don't you give out. Don't you throw in the towel. Just focus on me. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at your health. Don't look at your money. Focus on me. The Bible says that we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses who's been there and done it before, that's rooting and cheering you on. Somebody says, push on, you can do it. Coach saying, push on, you can do it. I believe in you, God says. I created you. I created you to operate in faith. I need you to have faith the size of a mustard seed. You can do it. Don't you leave. Don't you quit. Don't you give up. Don't you throw in the towel. You are doing this for my glory, he says. You're doing this for my kingdom, he says. You are doing this, and you're going to come out great and successful. Yeah, listen. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're going through. But I know that some of you look like what you're going through. At the end, it's a testimony. I know you can't see it right now. I know you're struggling with the process. But at the end of a thing, it's a testimony. It's testimony. I want to pray right where you are. I'm done. I want to pray right where you are. Bible. Sister Bass, if you put up there Ephesians 6, and I think we're somewhere along the line of 12 through 16. If you put that first scripture up there, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. 16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I want you to listen to that. Just to put this in perspective, when you're thinking about fiery darts, you think about cowboys and Indians. Indians had arrows. Cowboys had guns. It's not a fair fight. But there was always one inquisitive Indian. And what he would do is take his arrow and dip it in pitch. And he would shoot it at the canvas of the carriage. Because he knew if he could set the canvas on fire, then who was inside of the canvas would have to flee. Satan knows if he can affect and deal with something that's attached to you, he can get your attention and cause you to detour. And many of us have detoured from our journey. And God is saying, that's okay, that's okay. I'm going to use your pain and your misery. In other words, I'm going to give you beauty for your ashes. I'm going to take that bad thing and turn it into a good thing. I know you're not making the money that you used to make. I know you don't have the home, the house that you used to have. I know that you don't have the friends you thought you're supposed to have. I know you're not driving what you thought you would be driving. I know your career is not where it should be. I know your grades aren't where they're supposed to be. I know you're struggling left and right, and mama and daddy doesn't know, but you sit in your room sometimes. Sometimes I'm talking to young people, and you sit in your room sometimes, and you wonder, what is going on? Why is it not happening for me? Where's my mama? Where's my daddy? Why am I struggling? Let me tell you, young to old, that God is in the center of the thing, and God has your back, and God understands. God understands. God understands. Just put your trust Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for family. Thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the will to do what we do. Not of and by ourselves, but all because of you. When you're in the midst and we're weak, it says you'll make us strong. You're in the midst of a situation, even though we sometimes can't see you, feel you, touch you, tangible. You're always there because you say you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Head bowed. God, we thank you for being that person in our life. Your Holy Spirit is a person. Holy Spirit is a person, and he will be everything that they're not. And in their absence, he will fill that void. And in your sorrow, he will be that joy. And in the midst of chaos, he will be that peace that gives you understanding beyond your own ability and comprehension. Because he's God, and he's God all by himself. So God, continue to saturate us, continue to lift us up, continue to encourage us, continue to send people into our lives that speaks life and not death. Thank you, because the power of the tongue is powerful, and we get the opportunity to speak and write our own life out of any situation. As all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, if you're here today and you've been struggling with your faith, can't make it out, can't see it, can't touch it, if that's you here, raise your hand. If that's you, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Nobody's going to be watching and trying to pay attention. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Come on, that's you. Acknowledge that in the presence of God. Acknowledge that in the presence of God. Them right where they stand. Show up right in the midst of the situation. We intercede on their behalf. We petition you, God, to do something. You say to ask and it shall be given. We're asking. We're seeking. Thank you in advance for showing up. Manifesting a life. Testimony. Advancement, overcomer, blessings beyond measure, in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. I know we got a mess, but just real quick before we give, just real quick, if you're not saved,